This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 22nd of September 2022. That means you're on the clock with Erin Green. And it's a Culture Thursday. We're doing Culture Thursday a little bit different today, but I think you're going to enjoy it. We opened the show with The Buffet by Eddie Minnis. Listen, people, we're entering into September. And there's October, November. That means toting season is about to begin. And we start by preparing our bodies for toting season. I know you all think I can tell you go out there and jog and lose weight so you could eat plenty of food, but no. First of all, we're going to work on our grip strength. We have to work on the strength in our fingers. So when we're toting these bags of food, surreptitiously, that means you sneak in, you could hold the bags firmly with a strong grip. And don't let it tilt. This is one of the biggest mistakes people make when attempting to tote. You can't let the container tilt or else you lose all the gravy. What is the point of toting if you don't tote the gravy? Let us remember this upcoming toting season. Oh boy, there's lots to talk about, but I have special guests in the studio. So I just want to mention this one thing. Yesterday we were talking about traffic. I held it to the end because I could talk about traffic for hours and hours. I held it to the end. I didn't get to talk about everything. I didn't get to ask. I'm asking here. I saw reports on social media, not in the newspaper, on social media, that the gentleman was knocked down on East Street on a scooter and lost his leg. Now, the way that it was written, right? I wasn't certain whether he lost a prosthetic, like he was already riding with a prosthetic leg and he lost it, or if the accident was so serious that he lost a limb. I haven't seen it reported in the papers yet, but I just wanted to add that to the list so y'all could understand why I'm so focused on driving culture in the Bahamas. And would you know that when I left the studio yesterday, on my way home, we witnessed an accident right next to us, right? So I just want to again beg the police, Royal Bahamas Police Force Traffic Division, and all officers, because all officers are responsible for traffic, right? As stressful as your days are, focused on the tasks on the table, please remember that we also relying on you to police the streets. Whenever you're on them. That boy, that was jarring. I didn't even get in an accident. And that stressed me out a little bit. And so to the young man, I don't know why you didn't hit the helicopter button. The speed you were going, the only thing left to do was hit helicopter mode. But we're just thankful that there were no serious injuries on the road yesterday. Now, putting all of that news aside, it's Culture Thursday, and joining me today are guests from the Salvation Army, and today we are talking about the 90th anniversary celebrations of the Salvation Army, and joining me, Major Rudolph Mayo. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Erin. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Now remember, you got to speak right into the mic.
Yes.
I brought my own mics from home. Don't watch nothing. Y'all find out about me. I'm a little cheap. And then Miss Liesl Wright.
Good morning.
I got a lot of information here, but I can't do it justice. I'm very excited. The theme is 90 years with God, walking forward in faithfulness. And 90 years is a long time, and it's a major commitment. I mean, most marriages don't last 90 years. The good people get stressed out and they pass on to the next task, right? But 90 years, we're grateful. And I personally am grateful for the work that the Salvation Army does in the Bahamas because I have benefited from it. And maybe you get a chance to talk about that. But let's hear about the activities that are planned for the 90th anniversary celebration of the Salvation Army in the Bahamas.
Yes, Erin, as you said, 90 years is a very long time. And we definitely are excited about our events, which kick off today, Thursday, September 22nd. So this evening at 7 p.m. at our church on Mackey Street. And then we want to make sure people know that the Army is also a church. So we have five churches in the Bahamas, but our main core on Mackey Street. So we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
So our main core is Nassau Citadel Church, right next to the Eastern Public Library, right before the famous thrift store, is the Salvation Army Nassau Citadel Core. At 7 p.m. tonight, we're going to have our civic welcome. All are invited that can fit in our church to come and hear our guest speaker, Lieutenant Colonels Oral and Marcia Morris, who come out of our territorial headquarters in Jamaica.
Okay.
And they are going to be our guest speakers for this weekend. So that's our first event beginning at 7 p.m. this evening at the Nassau Citadel Core on Mackey Street.
Wow.
So it's going to be a service, wonderful music. You know, the Army is known for its band.
Yes.
And known for its wonderful, lively music. So that's going to be present.
Pause here. Look at how I'm going to have to try and convince the Salvation Army and the Royal Bahamas Defense Force Band and the Royal Bahamas Police Force Band to have a band and the Urban Renewal Marching Band to have a band off for the 50th Independence Celebration.
Oh, yes.
Of the Bahamas. All right. Good.
Definitely.
Good.
So awesome. Then we're going to move into Friday. It's going to be our second day of celebrating. So at Breezes Super Clubs Resort at 7 p.m., we're going to have a talent extravaganza where persons can come and see items from the Salvation Army, from the different musical groups, etc.
Okay.
And we're also going to have our guest speakers present then and some special awards to community partners and persons involved with the Army will be given. And then on Saturday, we would have liked to march.
Okay.
But unfortunately, that can't happen. So we're going to have a motorcade.
Okay.
Yes. Through the streets of New Providence. We're going to begin at 10 a.m. at the Western Esplanade. Long walk for some persons. And then we're going to motorcade up Nassau Street onto Poinciana and straight on to Wolf Road, onto Marathon. And we're going to culminate with an open-air service at the R.M. Bailey Park. So that's our Saturday event.
All right, so the route is Western Esplanade, starting point.
Yes.
To Nassau Street, to Poinciana Drive.
Yes.
To Wolf Road.
Yes.
To Marathon.
Yes.
To R.M. Bailey Park.
Right, ending at R.M. Bailey Park with the open-air service. The Salvation Army throughout the world is known for its open-air service and for its marching.
Yes.
And then on Sunday, grand finale at 10 a.m. at Super Clubs Breezes again.
Okay.
10 a.m. we're going to have regular Sunday church service, but amplified, more exciting. We're going to have music again. Our guest speakers will be present. So persons are invited there as well.
All right. I'm at Friday night. I have to be there because I suspect that I'm going to get an award for the thriftiest Bahamian of the year. Despite with the pandemic, my travel to the thrift store has slowed down a little bit, mainly because we know that the thrift store aimed to serve those who are most in need. So we've done more donating than purchasing over the last couple of years. I want to say on my behalf, unfortunately, because young people, let me share a secret with you all that the Salvation Army taught me. If you live in a place where sort of things are wrapped up in our identities and consumerism, like buying things are important to be a part of the crowd, you know, you got to find yourself a thrift store like the Salvation Army Family Thrift Store. I went to a movie, I went to BIFF, Bahamas International Film Festival, and met Sophie Okinodo from Dirty Pretty Things. I mean, award-winning actress in my Salvation Army top flight movie star gear. For less than $25, I was able to outfit myself. And let me tell you, when the lady looked at, she looked at me and she smiled with a slight laugh. She said, I love thrifting too. She smiled and she said, come here, take this picture with me. Because I look good and you could look good too. A little creativity, a little, you know, resourcefulness and a little commitment to going and spending time. Young people, listen, renew your perspective on life. Anyway, go on. I come in for my award though. I love the thrift store.
Yes.
All right. So these four awesome events. Now, if I'm unable to get out to R.M. Bailey Park or to Breezes or even the Citadel, is there a way I can live stream or I can connect to these events digitally?
Okay, so we are planning and we're praying that all goes well with our live streaming. You know how these things go. Technology is a creature of whatever. Mm-hmm. So we are live streaming via our Facebook page, Nassau Citadel.
Mm-hmm.
So once you go onto Facebook, you will be able to access a live stream, particularly of the Thursday, Friday, and Sunday events. We may not be able to live stream the motorcade, etc., because of circumstances.
Right. Now, for people who are not as connected to the church, but usually go to events, say I'm disabled, differently abled, limited mobility-wise, are you guys offering a service? Like, can I call the church and say, listen, y'all come pick me up for this event? Or any church members that you think may be willing to do that?
Well, if you probably contact the divisional headquarters, if we are able, we do pickups of some of the church members who do not have transportation.
Right.
And if it's somewhere that we can tell you, well, meet somebody at a certain place or give you a number of someone you can contact. So I would say reach out if you really want to, and we can make some arrangement if possible.
Yeah, dear young people, no, you see how that relationship way, right? They reach out to their people and say, you in need. Come, we come in to get you. We want you to hear this message. Yeah, we come in to get you. This is a wonderful space to be in, hey? Now, so, and for 90 years, I know we've gone through the events. I went online and found a bit of the history of the Salvation Army. We've been talking a lot about who is a Bahamian and an indigenous and organic Bahamian. I say, if you've been here for 90 plus years helping people, then you are Bahamian. And so the history I found said that in 1931, Colonel Mary Booth, then territorial commander for the Salvation Army in the Caribbean, was on her way to Bermuda from the territorial headquarters in Jamaica when the ship she was sailing on made a brief stop at the port in Nassau. Tourism been rolling.
Yes.
And then she never left. Look at that. Look at that. Bahamas, we still doing it. We still doing it. So Colonel Booth disembarked the vessel and a quick tour of parts of Nassau, coupled with passionate pleas from several of the local residents, were all it took for her to be convinced that the work of the Salvation Army was needed in the Bahamas. On her return to the headquarters in Jamaica, she quickly sent two Salvation Army officers to begin the work, which officially commenced in Nassau in May 1931. Another message for young people. When you think the task ahead of you is too heavy, is going to take too much to catch up with your counterparts, think about the progress, you know, that was made in the work that started with two people, you know, and now we have five churches.
Yes.
In the Bahamas. And I'm going to ask you where they are, just so I could just... Anyway, I was going to crack a joke, drive by, and no, not to stop there, because then you're going to have to go to church. But it would be great to know where they are, right? The Salvation Army began its religious work and social service programs in Governor's Harbor, Eleuthera, 1932, and in Grand Bahama, Freeport, in 1985. That's awesome as well to know, right, that it didn't just start in Nassau where everything starts. It's widely known for its work with the blind and visually impaired. The Erin Gilmore School for the Blind had its beginnings in Grantstown in 1948. And the workshop for blind adults began a year later. Both the school and the workshop have had several locations over the years before settling at their current locations on Mackey Street and Ivanhoe Road, respectively. So is Ivanhoe Road the road right on the side?
Yeah, yes. That's the little road that takes you through to the Shirley Street Shopping Center.
Okay.
Goes around into what's known as Shirley.
Absolutely. Yes. And so I want to say to drivers, now you understand why you got to be careful It's not, that's not a scoot point. You know, we like to scoot through. Understand that there are going to be people who are visually impaired in that area all the time. Okay, this is awesome. I'm excited. I'm excited too because I claim heritage from Eleuthera. I'm not from Eleuthera. None of my people are from Eleuthera, but I grew up at the James Siston Methodist summer camp, Camp Simonette. Mm-hmm. You know, when me and the Mosquitoes are my cousins now, and I love Eleuthera. And you could see Eleuthera has, all the family islands have warm and welcoming people.
Yes.
Right? The Christian spirit is entrenched in community culture. It's something about Eleuthera, though. It's something about Eleuthera. And it may be that the Salvation Army helped to entrench that culture of helping there.
Yeah, and as you're talking about Eleuthera, we just want to let you know that we are proud to have a Bahamian serving there, Major Hepburn.
Okay.
Bernita Hepburn is serving the people there in Eleuthera. And as you were reading the history of the Salvation Army, I want to stick a pin here.
Yeah, yeah.
And to those who did not know, since the Salvation Army, I came from 1931 here in Nassau, and I want to let you know that we have had Bahamians who have served in the highest office in the Caribbean territory, such as you have Colonel Franklin Thompson.
Okay.
He was the territorial commander for the Caribbean territory.
Mm-hmm.
He was heading 16 countries within the Caribbean.
Wow.
A Bahamian.
Yeah.
And also you have Major Lester Ferguson, who served also here in the Bahamas as a homeboy, you know, divisional leaders. And you have many other Bahamian who serving in the Caribbean as well, in other places and at home as well. You see, as you said earlier, it's a commitment.
Yeah.
This commitment that the Salvation Army has made with the great Commonwealth of the Bahamas is a commitment that we intended to see through many, many more years to come, even as we celebrate this 98th anniversary.
Absolutely.
Today.
And the communities that you serve welcome that commitment. And I think they're very grateful for it. I have a text here with a couple of questions. And first question is, does the Salvation Army give clothes free to the homeless?
Yes. Now, as you said earlier, you were referring to the thrift store.
Yeah.
Now, the thrift store, when people are donating those things, is not like, say, for example, if something is being donated, it's supposed to cost $100. You can get it under $20.
Yeah.
Now, however, there are people who will come to you. There are time that are set aside for that. And
mm-hmm.
those who cannot afford it, they can come and to the office and they will get a voucher and you will be sending them to the thrift store
right.
and they will be served accordingly.
Right. And like before the pandemic, when I was in the thrift store, like I think it was like maybe a Monday and a Friday was the days for free clothes.
Yes.
And you get a shirt and pants or pants and shoes and it was respectful. It was empathetic, right? The staff treated people with care,
mm-hmm.
you know, and understood them, but not babied them, right?
No,
and they
no,
weren't
no.
Patronizing to them either. And it was just a wonderful, it's just a wonderful space to be in. Even though, Ms. Turnquest, I know you had a time limit and sometimes we used to stay too long in there looking through the treasures, but it's a wonderful place to be in. Okay, the person says sometimes they see people digging in bags outside the store. So tell us, with the COVID hours, what is the new donation protocol? How do I donate clothes and items to the Salvation Army?
Okay, the donation protocol remains just the same. But the problem is that sometime after office hours and people who are donated and they pass and drop the bags. Now,
yeah.
when no one is there, and what next to expect is sometime if you had a chance to catch that suitcase or that. But some people, when you donate directly within the office hours,
mm-hmm.
like from 9 to 4, and some days 9 to 5, And within that, those donations come directly into the store and they sort it out, mm-hmm. and people will get to, some of the same people will come again and will receive stuff from the store as well. Yeah. But the point is, when you put them out there and the store is closed, office is closed, nobody's
open,
they're just
yeah.
open to the public and
absolutely.
They just switch out and serve themselves.
So try to make your donations during office hours, and if not, then try to take them to a church, but don't leave them exposed to the elements. Mm-hmm. I want to say thank you to whoever built the clothes box. There was
yes.
a wonderful box where you could put your donations in mm-hmm. the box, and then it would be semi-secured right. there. If anybody is trying to take some young people on a woodworking journey, mm-hmm. that's the sort of thing you can experiment with. Build things like that for community spaces. The person said, they reference only having 15 minutes to shop. And then they ask why the clothes are very expensive. Okay, Tex, I got to answer this one. The clothes aren't very expensive, you know. A person, and I'm going to say it, as Acklands as me, I want to spend as little money as possible, but they're not expensive at all. In fact, two complaints I have. One is that you didn't charge me enough for the Gucci jacket I found in there that one time. And the young lady said, I have to stick to the pricing. Jackets at this price. You didn't charge me enough. I complain. But you've stopped selling books. I mean, you stopped collecting and then selling books. And I want you all to start selling books again. Let me tell you why. Because one year I was able to collect about $2,000 worth of books for about $100 from the Salvation Army. That's why. I mean, I'm very Acklands. Mm-hmm. But what had happened was that because of your proximity to the marina, a lot of boat traffic, a lot of winter tourists, a lot of people moving in the country around tax time were able to this mutual benefit, right? They're able to donate their books to the Salvation Army and they get a tax write-off. And then Salvation Army was able to provide a large plethora of books mm-hmm. to the community. I know space and time, you know, space is limited, resources are limited, but I think that was a great resource for underprivileged children.
Yeah.
Especially for the parents that really took the time to mm-hmm. search. In fact, I've had parents say to me, like tap me on the shoulder and say, Miss, I can't have that book. Right? And then they say, my child, you know, and they really, or they're trying to collect all in the series and I gladly give them. But one year I was able to pay like about $100 for $2,000 worth of mm-hmm. books. And it's a great benefit. Mm-hmm. to the wider community. Producer, we gotta go to a break. I'm not gonna let my guest select a song yet. Play the second song on the list. We're gonna go to a break. I'm gonna beg Salvation Army guests to stay with me to play the game, How Bahamian Are You? Salvation Army Edition. So if they can stay, when we get back from the break, we're gonna get into some more Salvation Army culture and learning about the history of the institution in the Bahamas, and then a little Bahamian culture. I want to know from these people, how Bahamian are they? Peanut cake or Benny cake? What is the answer to the most pressing questions in the country? You're on the clock with Aaron Green. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best, always. You're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm sailing boats beneath the river so high. I feel the sun and my heart within me leaving to come back to Nassau in the sun and sea and the sky. Oh, island boy, you get your mind and your job in New York, but your heart's in the Caribbean. Rhythm, island boy, and when you look at the country boats, can't you hear them sing?
Now, welcome back to On the Clock. I just got so excited listening to this song. To my guests, a couple of weeks ago, I was telling people that the Lassie Doughboy's song, Rake and Scrape Mama, is really a thesis on the housing crisis in the Bahamas, right? Because Mama didn't have a problem with raking and scraping in. She just couldn't have, she couldn't be raking and scraping in the same house with her children raking and scraping in, right? And this song, Island Boy, is also a thesis on the brain drain and the weight of the Bahamian diaspora, right? That they hold in their heart. It's good dancing too, right? It's good dancing music. We got a couple of texts while we were in the break. And these texts are very critical of the Salvation Army. One text says, listen, I don't think poor people could afford $4 for a shirt. I don't want to support the Salvation Army. And before you answer, you know, I will say to you that, listen, the $4 that Erin Green goes into the thrift store to pay for is not the same, that shirt that she pays $4 for, that the person who cannot afford to pay $4 for that shirt, they could still get that shirt, right? They could still get that shirt. At least at the time that I was there, they would actually, when you were coming to get a free shirt or a free pair of pants, they would let you go in the store and pick your free shirt as opposed to have a collection of things mm-hmm. for free. Mm-hmm. And so the thrift store operates to generate income, to run programming in the Salvation Army, and I let you guys respond.
Yes, I think you get it. You get it right, Erin, because when you pay $4 for a piece of clothes in at the thrift store, what would happen? That $4, that's what generating income to the general program. And imagine that. Okay, you're serving people 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. And then this what we're going to use to also help in maintaining the other feeding program. And some you have the hot meal program, you have mm-hmm. the grocery bag program, you have all other things, that even the after school program, you have the senior citizen program, all these that mm-hmm. $4, mm-hmm. if you were to divide it in $1, say $1 go to each and one of them, how beneficial it mm-hmm. is and to the movement and the ministry.
Right, and be grateful. Like, if you didn't know, I didn't know about those programs, it's because you didn't need them, right? And so, like, most people don't know because they don't have that need. Mm-hmm. And so we're not criticizing anybody about that perspective. And y'all need to donate, because I ain't got no children, but I am committed to being a miserable old woman. I got to reach the three store and score and 10 gang, and we're all going to need a whole army to contain me once I reach that level. And so I'm, you know, even though I'm not a part of the Salvation Army sort of family, I'm committed to supporting the work of the Salvation Army because I may need them in the future.
Yeah, I want to say, even when people would have come with what you just described, yeah. The staff are trained to handle and to still serve with a smile.
Yes.
Because when you come, this is our alma mater. When you come into the Salvation Army, whether you were a stranger, when you come in, when you go out, you must feel that, hey, I just come into my family.
Yes.
That's what it meant to be.
Absolutely. I got you text They got some concerns, but they do want to give you some positives. The food giving is very good. That's a plus. And they're just saying the attitudes of the workers. I just want to say, listen, when you go to the Salvation Army, you may be having a good day, right? The worker may have come to work having a good day, and they could probably are having a good day. But know that you that the Salvation Army engages and provides services to people who are not having a good day in many instances,
yes.
right? And we're not going to go there, well, this is your, you know, your lot in life and you just have to suck it up and still be polite about your poverty. No, man, the Salvation Army is an accessible place. You don't have to be in a good mood to come and get help. We recommend it, right? We ask that you do, but you don't have to be in a good mood. And so that when you see staff that may not be in the best mood, just know that they have to hold the weight of people who are suffering or struggling, you know? And so you crack a joke, and then if they don't laugh, you don't worry about it. Maybe they can laugh later, or maybe you give them a laugh. They go in the back room and say, wait, that woman stay late? She tried. She tried to crack a joke. You know, just be easy with people. All right. Somebody say, you from Fox Hill, what you doing there? They mean me. There's a thrift store in Fox. Hold on. So let's get back to these five churches.
Yes.
Because is there a thrift store in Fox Hill that I am missing out? Y'all Fox Hill people slick, hey? Okay, so where are five churches?
If you want another thrift store, probably you would have to fly out to Grand Bahama in Freeport.
Okay.
We also provide some the same services as well. And I just want to also let the people know the Turks and Caicos Island is part of the Bahamas division. They are under Bahamas.
Right. Just like the Anglican Church.
Yes.
Turks, you can't run so quick from us. This is awesome. So the five churches.
Yes.
The Citadel on Mackey Street.
And then you have the Grandstown.
Grandstown. Right.
And then you have the Freeport.
Right.
And then you have Palmetto Point in Eleuthera.
Okay, yeah. Palmetto
Point. Then also we have Turks and Caicos Island under the Bahamas division.
This is awesome.
And we are looking to extend our wings as well to serve more community, even at more islands in the Bahamas.
Absolutely. Now, I would say that, you know, we need it. And even when communities are not the typical definition, right, of destitute or impoverished, right? Like you don't have to live below the poverty line to want access to these services or to need these services, right?
No, I just want to. Sometimes, man, it just you would have been surprised. I myself, I've been to many other places around the world. And also those services as well, I attend them.
Mm-hmm.
As an officer, I visit them. And the meal that is cooked there, I eat from, I say, okay, I want a plate of food here today. I eat the same food that we are sharing to everybody. Now, it's not only that with though. We also help people with moral support.
Mm-hmm.
We also assist people with rent,
yes,
medication, all that, and also we also offer what we call a spiritual advice, counseling, and you want somebody to talk to. You are going through. You don't have to be less fortunate. This is what everyone should have in their head. When, where there is a need, there is the Salvation Army. You reach now, you would have gone certain places. Say, for example, you did not know another family member or one is went missing. The Salvation Army in other places around the world provide that services as well, help you connected with family. And we have a drug rehabilitation center. We here in the Bahamas as well, we have a women's shelter. We have a women and children's shelter. And we have one of a kind, the only blind mop shop in the Caribbean.
Absolutely. The mop factory.
Yes. And one of a kind.
They're young people.
Only one, yes.
Don't mind this whiffer and, you know, all these fancy foreign thing. The mop to get. It's a Salvation Army mop.
The best
You
one.
A mop a house and don't get rowed by your mummy, your grammy, or your mother-in-law. Get a mop from the mop factory, Salvation Army store. They are the best.
They are.
Okay. Fantastic. Let us go back through the activities over the next few days. Contact information for people who want to contact the church and learn more about the services that you do offer. And then I would like to ask you one of these questions on my game show, How Bahamian Are You? Salvation Army Edition.
Okay, so as I said, you can go on our Facebook page. There you can find the information on Nassau Citadel or Salvation Army Bahamas Facebook page. I'm going to let Major provide. I think I can get the number, but on those pages, you can find also on our website, Salvation Army Bahamas, you can find all of the contact information. I don't want to give you a wrong number, but you can find the contact information there. If you know a member of the Salvation Army, and I'm going to put this out there, in Nassau, we have the Grandstown Corps on Meadow Street, and you have the Mackey Street 1 Nassau Citadel, which is next to the Eastern Public Library, as I said. You can contact one of us, one of the members, and we can give you further information as well. And I just want to drive it home that the Salvation Army is a church and we have the social organization. A lot of people don't know about the church, but we have been here for 90 years as well. And it's from the Methodist tradition, so very similar in church services. So as Aaron said, you have that connection with the Methodists.
Yeah, I had one question. I have a question on the list with that. Okay, awesome, awesome.
Yes, because when and the Salvation Army is born out of the Methodists. It's the Methodist movement, William Booth and John Wesley and Charles Wesley, they call themselves the Methods. Yeah. And there, they come out, and William Booth himself was a Methodist minister. And when he saw the need in the darkest England and said, listen, I'm not staying within the four walls. I want to reach out to those that are out there that are suffering. And then there it began, the ministry began, and then started to, and when he said, okay, I'm sending you to the church, and they said, no, you come and get us, you preach to us, you feed us, so we stay with you.
Yeah.
And then there they stuck with William Booth, and there you come, you had, he come first called a Christian mission, and from Christian mission he was named Army of Volunteer, and William Booth say, man, Army, Salvation, the Salvation Army. This is from then. And we are carrying this name, and we are serving Christ first and foremost. And everything we do is according to the love of Christ. That's why we serve humanity without discrimination. Wherever you from, as long as there is a need, we serve, and that's who we are. Because of the love of Christ, we serve people spiritually, socially, and every other form.
Absolutely. Awesome. This is awesome. Okay, so now we got a few minutes left, and I want to play. Okay, so I got a text here that just asked, is the Army a part of the Catholic Church? But it was just explained, texter, they sort of come out of the Methodist tradition.
Yeah, we are members of the Christian movement.
Right.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Another text here. Okay, just I'll get to that texter. Just another texter saying that, look, should organizations that are multinational be charging money for thrift stores? But dear texter, I don't want to talk about beyond the space beyond capitalism, you know, because if we go there, I'm going to tell you that this is a revolutionary movement then. Right, that it's beyond capitalism, right? But we ain't going to get into the internal workings of the Salvation Army. We're just going to thank them for the work that they are doing, and then we're going to ask them these most important questions. Welcome to the How Bahamian Are You game show, where there are no wrong answers except Johnny Bread. But today with our special guest, Major Mayo, we can't say that because Johnny Bread comes from Journey Bread. And Journey Bread is a cultural attribute. That's a part of us island people, right? And so he can't get that wrong. Nobody can get it wrong today. Because of you and the Salvation Army, we're all winners. So the first question is this. I used to go to the Methodist Church, and I'm an Anglican, right? And then my auntie's a Baptist. So Anglicans have a set. The church service is standard, and it's long. The Baptists, you don't know. It could be long, or it could be long, 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 right? Or it could be we're going to take a break for 2 hours, go eat Sunday dinner, and come back for the rest of the evening long. But the Methodist Church, you could time your clock. In fact, that was the thing in Elutra when we went to summer camp. You could go to summer camp and set your oven and don't watch nothing because church could be out and you would be home and set it up. So the first question for you, Major Mayo and Ms. Wright, is do you serve refreshments before the church service start or do you serve refreshments after the church service start? How bohemian are you?
Okay, at one time we used to have a little tea break before. We kind of got away from that.
Yeah.
So now we don't really, we send you home to get your peas and rice and whatever else you have for dinner.
This is powerful. This is powerful. Okay, second question. Cooking Sunday dinner. Do you cook Sunday dinner? Do you start cooking Saturday night before you go to bed? Or do you cook Sunday morning before you get ready for church? This is important.
Mm-hmm. I think that is a Sunday morning early before going to church.
Absolutely.
Me? Yeah, Sunday after church.
So no cooking with rum. Okay, no Saturday night cooking. This is good. This is very, very good.
You want it warm, man.
Right. But I like Sunday morning before church, right? Mm-hmm. Because then it becomes a part, it becomes culture, family culture, mm-hmm. right? We prepare this meal together. Yeah. Then we go to worship together.
It's our worship service that's beginning early in the morning.
Right. And it helps to build the spiritual culture of the family.
Togetherness.
Yeah. You can talk to your kids about things you think they may be anxious about going to church. You know, you could ease their mind. You could talk about things you think you need to talk about before going to church. And you could sort of give them their own word to prepare them to receive the larger word. Okay, that is good. All right, got a question there from a texter. Now, texter, this is extravagant. They say four meats or two meats on a Sunday. Dear texter, listen, look how we have to go on vegan Sunday. No meats on, how you can eat four meats on a Sunday?
I don't think that will happen yet.
No,
that will not happen. I think we will go for 4 minutes.
I come in to dinner. Now, people say, oh, that's a silly question. But just in the paper today, there's a question of, there's a study showing that people's consumption, their food consumption has begun reduction since the onset of the pandemic. And so people are having to adjust. And more importantly, I look at it from this perspective. You know, when you're going to be divorced and you say to the judge, but he has to maintain the lifestyle that I've become accustomed to. A lot of people are going through a rough process. They may not be having a rough time, but they're going through a rough process of adjusting, of reconsidering. And am I able to afford the lifestyle I've become accustomed to? And how do I adjust in my family so that I can maintain the lifestyle that my children have become accustomed to? And when I say lifestyle, I really mean the school that they go to, the curricular activities that they've been able to participate in. And what you'll find out there is that a lot of parents, and I can say, I mean, mothers, we know mothers will not eat off the scraps of the plate, but a lot of fathers don't eat. They don't eat a solid meal. They don't eat a healthy meal because they're attempting to maintain the lifestyle that the children have become accustomed to. And so, you know, these questions, I think, are important. Mm-hmm. Now, night service or morning service?
Morning.
Wow. I think it's morning.
That's your preference is morning service?
Morning, yes. Morning.
Yeah? What do you think Bahamians typically, have we sort of been trained into the morning service? Or do people prefer the night service? Or like most children are just like, that was three services in one day, people.
Yes.
I think we've leaned more towards the morning. At one time, we used to have the morning and the night. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then when you were in certain churches like the Anglican, I came out of Anglican where it was afternoon, morning, afternoon, or two in the morning, afternoon, Sunday school, and then nighttime.
Hold on.
What they call it? Evensong sermon.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember?
Their father walking. I don't remember. I didn't know I was supposed to show up to church all them times. I am sorry for not making it.
We were showing to church more often.
Yes.
And right now, I think the culture have changed and people are welcoming the morning a lot more. mm-hmm. and the Sunday afternoon or the evening he left for the family.
Yeah, and preparing for school. Yes. And I mean, so and because of the pandemic, we've had a lot of digital and online outreach. Mm-hmm. Does the Salvation Army, the Citadel, and the churches, do they offer digital access to services? Because maybe in the evening, on a Sunday evening, the way to begin preparing for the school week is the church service is on in the background while we prepare. We clean shoes, we check over the last of the homework, we looking for snacks, cheering, did y'all eat all the snacks? See, that church music will remind them not to lie. Say, yes, mommy, I did eat. I ate all the snacks by Wednesday, right? And they can say, okay, we got to moderate that behavior. But you could have those conversations while that's, yes. while that's happening. Mm-hmm. Okay. Question. How Bahamian are you, game show? Coat suit or linen suit?
I think it's coat suit.
You think it's coat suit? That's a question for the ladies as well, okay. you know, because you are allowed to, although we can't tell man how to dress and exactly. what to wear. You can't be in a life like that.
Mm-hmm. I say coat suit too.
But you all church, but you all have AC in your church?
Yes.
Oh, see, that's why. That's why they prefer the, because linen suit is a little cooler. But mm-hmm. what I find is that I feel like the linen suit is the now the formal dress wear.
For the younger.
Right, for the younger Bahamian man. It is formal. Mm-hmm. White for weddings, mm-hmm. Black for funerals, mm-hmm. And then Dickie's suit for parties, right? But these are important things to know. Mm-hmm. Dear Salvation Army thrift store, keep my Dickies for me. Okay, another question. Movies or long drive? What's your preference?
Long drive.
Long drive, yeah, too.
You're all rich, eh? I used to think going to the movies.
That was before the gas went up, I
don't.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, okay. Another, let me see the time. We got a couple more minutes left. I got it. Yes, that's a solid one. Boiled fish or stew fish?
Could we say stew boil? Boil stew.
I mean, you could. And it wouldn't even be cheating because that's my answer.
That's my answer.
But stew.
Stew is yours. Yeah. Okay, do you know what boiled stew is?
Yes.
That's where they have like boiled fish and then they add a little bit of stew gravy to mm-hmm. it and thin it out a little bit.
Yes.
And you don't have the flour on the mm-hmm. fish.
Yeah. See, there you go. Don't have the flour on the fish. They're chefs. You see, it's important to understand why people choose these things. Mm-hmm. As well. I also want to say that some of y'all putting too much flour in the stew itself, yes. right? And did you know you could use okra to thicken your stew? You don't need the flour roux, that heavy flour roux. Mm-hmm. And when you feeling real, real Caribbean and fancy, you could use eggplant if you don't have any okra to thicken the stew. And then you could leave the eggplant in there for the vegan, the vegetarian people. They mean they'd say they wouldn't be eating fish, but Pull them along. Okay. Now, I'm going to say that we are of different age generation, right? Mm-hmm. But aloe or Cerise? They say, look at they try to say both, but you know, how could we choose? Aloe or Cerise?
Cerise.
Yeah. Cerise is mine.
I don't like any, but I don't like any.
Now, listen, y'all church people, y'all know the answer. The bitterer, the betterer the answer.
The aloe is more bitter?
Well,
I think Cerise is bitter, much more bitter.
Now, what I find, the aloe in my yard is terribly bitter, but it's in a very dry mm-hmm. patch. And I could drink Cerise like water now.
Mm-hmm.
But aloe, because of the texture, it's harder for me to take down.
Okay.
But aloe is, the only reason I would choose aloe is because it's for skin,
yes.
you could digestion,
yeah.
Sugar management, mm-hmm. Talk to your doctor first, don't follow Bush Medicine Aaron. aloe for your hair, multi-purposes, yeah. Cerise. Multi-purposes, you have chest, but issues, respiratory issues, but it's also an expectorant, right?
Yes.
So it will pull bad things up out of the body, and we love this. Okay, we are just out of time, so that means I only got about two or three questions left. Peanut cake or Benny cake?
Peanut cake.
You know what Benny is? You know what Benny is. Benny is sesame.
A peanut cake then.
I mean, okay, peanut cake, ginger or no ginger?
I like the ginger now. I like the ginger.
Ginger.
I just tasted it maybe last year.
Ginger.
Dear Department of Immigration, not for Mr. Mayo. He's doing great work here, but Ms. Wright. We can talk about... Okay, last... Beach grill or backyard grill?
Mm. Backyard grill.
Backyard grill.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, backyard.
What happened?
Sand
flies, eh? Yeah. I can say it out loud. I said Bahamian. So when you ask the question, beach or canal or boat, I can say boat or canal. Because I love the salt water. I love the beach. I love the ocean. I just have a problem with the sand. It's just so much sand.
That's it.
It's just everywhere.
Everywhere.
That's why I call beach. you have to go to the sand to get into the water.
I mean, and that's the struggle, eh? That's like a woman to say, oh, you want to love me?
Yeah, you have to take me in food.
I'm sorry, that's like a man, hey, say, if you want to love me, you can take all of this.
That's a full package.
Yeah, well, that's true. And you got to go through the rough to get to the warmth and the sun. Anyway, listen, this has been a wonderful time. Thank you for sticking with me beyond the sort of time of the interview. Remember, tonight at the Citadel, Friday...
At Super Club Breezes.
Saturday at R.M. Bailey Park.
Yes, and back to Super Club Breezes
on Sunday
morning,
right.
10 a.m.
And just get online, search Salvation Army for contact number if you need more information.
Or 393-2440.
393-2440. Okay, this is awesome. All right, producer, thank you. Pick a song on the list to take us out of here. Guys, tomorrow we're going to have the second ticket giveaway for the first annual Frederick Stirrup Boxing Championship. We're going to have a giveaway then. And then next week, Thursday, I'm inviting people from now. Next week, Thursday, we're going to have a tribute to Iris Adley, a disability advocate that passed away recently. So I'm inviting anybody who would like to share tributes to contact me at 428-0719. That's 428-0719. Mm-hmm. Ms. Wright, Major Mayo, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you
today.
For having us, and yes. Thank you to all the listeners for listening.
Absolutely, and thank you for that invite for a free plate. I mean, technically it wasn't an invite, but I could be there. I will be there. You guys have a great day. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with Cecil Newry is up next. Everybody out of